Down here, this little bit at the end, again, this is an explanation for why. So the difference between the route where there's a secondary carbocation and a primary carbocation, the transition state energy is the one that determines the speed of the reaction. So if I have got a carbocation with this much energy, that's the size of my barrier. If I've got a carbocation with this much energy here, then it actually has a much higher transition state energy. Okay, so the carbocation actually controls the size of the transition state energy. That means that the other pathway then has got a much larger barrier, and so the reaction doesn't take that pathway. Okay, so it's all determined by kinetics at the end. Now, I said with the alkanes, it was the same deal. Remember, in the case of the propane, we substituted the central carbon, that secondary carbon, instead of the primary. Reasons exactly the same. We form a more stable secondary radical than a primary radical. And the reason is that in that case there, we get a larger barrier for the primary radical than for the secondary radical, because the radical species will be sitting here. So we take that pathway with the lower barrier.
Yep,
absolutely. It's exactly